This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price for raw jute for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decisions, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to previous marketing season 2024-25. He said, this will help 40 lakh families who are engaged in the production of raw jute.
जूट के एमएसपी के संबंध में प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी की सरकार लगातार जितने हमारे किसानों के प्रोडक्ट्स हैं महत्वपूर्ण आइटम्स के ऊपर मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस सीएसीपी द्वारा जो रिकमेंडेशन आती है उसके हिसाब से बढ़ाते रही है और जब से महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिया गया कि 50% लागत से ज्यादा हम एमएसपी को निर्धारित करेंगे उसको 100% पालन किया गया है 2025-26 के सीजन के लिए रॉ जूट की एमएसपी लगभग 6% बढ़ाई गई है अब वो 5,650 रुपए प्रति क्विंटल रहेगी
The minister informed that the union cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. He added that the union cabinet decided to continue its implementation for another 2 years as decided earlier. In 2021, The Union Cabinet had extended the implementation of National Health Mission for 5 years till 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao movement has become a transformative, people-powered initiative and has drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing 10 years of the movement, the Prime Minister said in a social media post that Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao movement has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. A special cabinet meeting of the UP government was held at Prayagraj today. All 54 ministers of the state government attended the meeting, which was held at Triveni Sankul in Arel area under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Our correspondent reports that important decisions were taken for public welfare and the progress of the state. Addressing media after the meeting, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said, the government gave the approval for the construction of medical colleges in Hathras, Baghpat and Kasganj under the public-private partnership model. He said a decision was also taken to issue municipal bonds for Prayagraj, Varanasi and Agra municipal corporations. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly has picked up. Interacting with BJP's booth-level workers through the Namo app this afternoon under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that the ruling Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi is making all kinds of promises on a daily basis, sensing its defeat in the polls. Mr. Modi urged the BJP workers to popularize the party's promises among the people. Mr. Modi accused AAP and Congress of betraying the people of Delhi. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in the Indar Lok area of Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency in the evening, while former Delhi Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal is going to hold 3 rallies in the city today. Death toll has risen to 76 in the fire incident that occurred at a ski resort in Bolu province of Turkey. 51 others have been injured in the blaze that broke out at around 3:30 on Tuesday morning in the restaurant of the 12-story Grand Kartal Hotel in the mountaintop resort of Kartal Khaya. Around 230 guests were evacuated from the hotel. Turkish Justice Minister Yilmaz Tung has appointed 6 prosecutors to lead an investigation into the fire. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and ended with gains of over 0.5%, led by IT sector. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 567 points to close at 76,405. Similarly, National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 131 points to settle at 23,155. And that is the end of this news bulletin.